and you are listening to the Texas Standard. For people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, the notion of having a university experience may seem far off, but now Texas A&M University is launching a program to make those ambitions a reality for some. Dr. Carly Gilson is an assistant professor of special education in Texas A&M's College of Education and Human Development and a driving force behind a program called Aggie Achieve. Dr. Gilson, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David. How are you?
I am fine. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us. Most of us, I think, imagine getting into a university like A&M's highly competitive process based on academics and standardized tests. How does A&M plan to make accommodations for intellectually or developmentally disabled students?
Yes. Yeah, so the Aggie Achieve program will actually be the one processing admissions rather than going through the university admissions. And we will conduct interviews and hold open houses in the fall so that interested students and their families can come check out the program and learn more about the exciting opportunities that we have.
And what does the program consist of? I mean, is this academically rigorous, and what's the objective ultimately?
Yes, it is going to be academically rigorous. The overall objective is for all of our students to exit the program in 4 years, having integrated employment in the community in a meaningful job of their choice. So they will spend 4 years on campus. They will audit several Texas A&M courses each year. They will have on-campus and off-campus internships in a profession that is of interest to them. So we don't have specific tracks, but rather we use a process called person-centered planning, where each student has an individualized curriculum that suits their goals, strengths, and interests.
That's very interesting. So will a counselor be working with the student to devise a plan of coursework? Is that the concept?
Yes. Our program director and program staff will hold these person-centered planning meetings frequently, about twice per semester. And those students will also be in a cohort, so they'll be taking classes with their cohort.
Now, I want to make sure that I understand this. Even though they will be taking classes with their cohort, it sounds like, in at least when it comes to auditing some of these classes, they'll be basically participating alongside other Texas A&M students. Am I correct about that?
Yes, exactly. And they will receive a lot of support from peer mentors that are called Achieve Mates, and these are Texas A&M undergraduate students who are either currently enrolled in that class or have previously taken the class and can provide some support for each of their classes.
I have to confess, I have never heard of a program quite like this. How did this program come about?
Well, before coming to Texas, I was at Vanderbilt University, and they have a program there called Next Steps, mm-hmm. which is very similar and in many ways is what this program is modeled from. And across the country, there are many, many of these programs that are beginning to emerge.
You mentioned there are many of these programs, but is this not the first in Texas?
This is the first 4-year residential program in Texas that offers a comprehensive curriculum for students with intellectual disabilities. Yes. There are many programs out there that are college-based in Texas, mm-hmm. but this is the first of its kind in that it's 4 years in residential.
And at the end of those 4 years, I know that what you'd like to see, if I understand you correctly, is you'd like to see these participants move into careers, jobs. But will they be receiving degrees or no?
At this time, they will not receive a degree from the university. They will receive a certificate, which is a credential that we're still in the process of developing mm-hmm. With the university now. And we hope that eventually that this could be something that other non-degree seeking students who come to A&M could proceed toward in addition to these students.
I gather that this program is trying to improve inclusivity. Could you say more about that? Inclusivity in what regard? Could you explain?
Yes, absolutely. We envision a university experience for the students in this program, but also for the 60,000 plus other Texas A&M students to have a robust experience where they have a diverse student population surrounding them. People with intellectual and developmental disabilities are an important part of our community, but oftentimes, especially in higher education settings, they have been overlooked and living in the shadows. And so the goal of this program is to provide that comprehensive experience for the students and to give them a rigorous and robust curriculum, but also for those other students, the A&M students, to be able to have these opportunities to grow alongside an important segment of our population.
So right now, four students in the inaugural cohort, how big do you see this program going? I mean, how many students could it ultimately end up serving?
We'll actually have five this coming year. So we've added a student, yes. And now, as I said earlier, it's highly individualized. So you can imagine, we will need to keep the program pretty small in order to maintain that. So I envision that when our program is running at capacity, we'll have about 10 to 12 students accepted each year.
We'll have a link to more information at texasstandard.org. Dr. Carly Gilson is an assistant professor of special education in Texas A&M's College of Education and Human Development. She's also founder of Aggie Achieve. Dr. Gilson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.